Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his humble, oh-so-humble co-host, Crispy. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Morning, everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show coming to you again from beautiful San Diego, California this morning. Welcome to the show. We thank you for joining us and thank you for all your support over these last few weeks. We are breaking records every week with new listeners, new groups of people listening in. We thank you, everybody, for showing up. And all I can say is we couldn't do it without you. Right now, this morning, I am crispy-less again. My sidekick is not showing up to the show, so God knows where he is. But so, Mr. Crispy, if you're out there in Florida trying to call in, hurry up. The show has started. I wanted to also thank our sponsors. We couldn't do these shows without our sponsors, of course, and we have two great sponsors. We have Don Pablo Cigar Factory in Las Vegas, and we also have Albuquerque Seasonings. Both these people have been great supporters of our show and these companies. We appreciate all they've done for us, and so without further ado, I should probably play their ad this morning since they do help support us. And everybody hang tight. Make sure you go to check out our sponsors' sites, buy some of their products, and we'll be back here shortly after a few of these brief advertisements.
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.DonPabloCigars.com. Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature new Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled A-L-B-U-K-I-R-K-Y seasonings.com. Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
Yes, he's making noise since 1970, but he's not making noise today on a radio show, so I don't have my sidekick. But I will continue with the show without him. Make sure you do check out our sponsors, Albuquerque Seasonings, and also Don Pablo Cigars. Check out their products. Go buy some. Help them because they help us. And we're going to move along here this morning with our first guest. For those of you who live in San Diego, you probably know about this guest and her magazine. I'm a San Diego resident, and I've seen the magazine, and I'm aware of what they do. But for those that are listening around the country and around the world, you may not have ever heard of Fine Magazine. And this morning, we have a representative, the co-publisher from Fine San Diego. And if everything's working right, let me push the button here. And we should have Heather Winfield, who's a co-publisher of Fine Magazine. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing fine.
Welcome to the show. We appreciate. Welcome to the show. Anyway, I'm supposed to say to you, how are you today, Heather?
Besides fine?
Yes. I'm sure you've been asked that many a time, and I figured you've got the best answer for everybody. How are you, Heather? Fine. So how is Fine Magazine and Fine San Diego?
Well, besides doing fine, it's absolutely a wonderful job. I love being a part of Fine, and I love the name of Fine Magazine. I couldn't
That's
pick
great.
A finer name. Yeah. Or a finer city.
There you go. Yeah, we can't complain, us folks who live in San Diego. It's it is one of the finer cities in the country. I've been around to a lot of different places, and I have to admit there is no finer place. And I can understand you had actually started the magazine a few years back, and it was more of a real estate magazine when you first started. Is that right?
Absolutely. It was, we first came into the industry, and we were a trade publication, real estate. And then we thought, you know what, there's a lot of finer things in San Diego. I mean, don't get me wrong, we have some really fine real estate, and that's why people move here. But then
right.
we found so many other things that would really go with the name that we started redefining Fine Magazine. And so now we really define ourselves as a luxury lifestyle publication where we really celebrate the simple joys of living in San Diego County. And much of what we feature now is inspired by the social surroundings of America's finest city, including fashion, home design,
right.
health, art, and luxury living.
And all the fine restaurants, since this is a food show.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yes. yes. Sorry to exclude that. Yes, there are the finest restaurants and the finest chefs here, right here locally in San Diego.
Oh, definitely. So when you started it, how long ago did you start this magazine?
It's amazing, but we started right at the crash of the market. So we started 4 years ago.
Okay.
And then in the first 2 years, we've really, re-established ourselves. So sometimes we don't even count those first 2 years. But, you know, really it has been in existence for 4 years.
And I assume it's doing well. Based on what I've read, it sounds like it's doing pretty well, and you're even talking about future plans to expanding the Fine Magazine into other areas of California and even the nation, I guess?
Yes, we'd like to first go into Orange County and L.A., and then, of course, we'd like to potentially go national.
Cool. Now, a lot of people may not know about San Diego, and so I guess I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit and have to ask a few questions as far as what some of the finest places and finest things in San Diego. If I was a tourist coming here, where are the finest restaurants found in San Diego? Is there a specific area that people as tourists should go to find a group of some of the finest restaurants?
Well, you're going to want to pick up some of the finer publications such as ours, but as far as restaurants, fashion, and up-and-coming social life, well, we'd have to see that San Diego has so much to offer, and we are truly an amazing city and county that we can't really put our pulse on just one or two restaurants that we can say, oh, that's it, this is all we have. I mean,
right.
We have amazing restaurants. And so what Fine Magazine does is each month we really spotlight a different restaurant. Sometimes we have a collaboration of restaurants, but we really spotlight a bunch of restaurants so that everybody can get a feel for each section. And, you know, I mean, really, there's amazing talent out here.
Oh, it is. As a matter of fact, I failed to mention when we first started talking, for those that are listening, if you want to find the magazine and get more information online, you can find Heather's website at www.finesd.com. Of course, the SD stands for San Diego. And you can click on that site right here on our radio page, and it'll take you right to the link. And they can also actually purchase subscriptions to the magazine right there online. And what does it cost for someone if they're interested in getting the Fine magazine sent to their home?
Well, it's very reasonable, $29 a year for a yearly subscription.
Okay. And I guess
$5.95. Like, let's say if you just want a certain issue, it's the restaurant guide or it's this or that, you can purchase that one particular issue at $5.95.
And the $29.95, that will give them a 1 year, is it 12 issues per year?
Yes.
So what's some upcoming things like this month? What are you talking about in this month's publication?
Well, let's see. I'm on to the future publications. We just put our next publication to bed. So we do talk about different things throughout San Diego. I believe that actually putting me on the spot, it flew out of my head. So I'm very, very sorry.
That's all right. It happens to me all the time, and I have to keep talking. I just make stuff up as I go.
I believe the big thing
I know this time of year, which I believe was you talked about in your latest publication, is like the Del Mar races, which something that happens each year, and it's like a giant party in San Diego. For those that are listening who've never been to San Diego, never been to Del Mar, well, all I can say is you're missing one heck of a party.
Absolutely. And as far as Del Mar and San Diego are concerned, we have an entire guide of what's going on as far as the racetrack is concerned. So you can pick that up and know everything that's going on about the racetrack. And also, you know, we have the art. It's the Art Walk of San Diego next month for September is all about art.
Okay.
You know, so we have that coming up, as well as this next issue that we just put to bed is our Hometown San Diego issue. So we'll be talking about all Hometown San Diego things, whether it's designers, whether it's businesses, restaurants, everything is Hometown San Diego. And so, we have a lot of really fun things.
Now, so actually it's like a travel guide. If someone's deciding they want to take a vacation in San Diego and they want to get kind of ideas of the places to go, places to be, people to meet, that kind of thing, it would be a great idea for them to get a subscription or, like you said, just individual publications of the different for that month to find out more about San Diego before they show up at our beautiful airport and have no idea what to do.
Yeah, and so let's say you're planning a trip in advance. You might want to go into the publications and see a couple months and know what's going on. They are archived, so you can go back. Let's say if you're traveling you know, in September. You can look at last September's, because a lot of the things are annual events that we that are in the magazine, so you know annually what to do. Also, we talk about fashion, so we're going to talk about what to wear to these events, you know, and that's important. Like in the Del Mar Racetrack, on opening day is a breed of its own, and it's different than any other time at the racetrack. So what you're going to wear to opening day is going to be completely different than what you wear on any other day at the racetrack. And the infield and the, you know, the other, there's different sections within the track. So let's say if you're going, it just went out of my head again. You know, but there's upper sections. So you're going to dress according to where you're going and what you're doing.
Well, I don't know if the people who've ever been to the Del Mar Racetrack, I have to say that opening day, the fashion is unbelievable. In fact, I have to say, I think the women actually try to outdo one another, and sometimes it's the lack of fashion or no nothing on is what the name of the game is on opening day.
Yes. And our magazine, the nice part about our magazine, and everybody does trash, but we do flash without the trash. So you're going to get a lot of real fashionable things that come out. We think that beauty comes from within, including the design. And when we're talking about art, so I know that I'm all over the map, you know, part of the ADD thing going on here. But we, you know, as far as restaurants are concerned, there's beauty in fashion, but there's beauty in the art of restaurants and the design and the complete design of food in itself. And so you're really going to want to pick up that September issue and the August issue, because we talk about a restaurant and it's just so incredible of the presentation alone.
Oh yeah, definitely. And like you said earlier, there's lots of world-renowned chefs right in San Diego, and it's not just the food and the taste, but it's the presentation. And a lot of these guys, it's like an art form when they prepare the food. So yeah, it's a great place to come to visit, great place to come eat, great place to find everything you're looking for in the finer things of life. Now, when you mentioned earlier that you were talking about also starting the publication over in, I think you said Orange County and that area next, when are you going to be actually doing that?
We probably are going to launch that in the early part of next year.
Okay. And then from there, it's just hold on to your hat, and wherever it takes you from there, I guess that's what you're going to be doing.
Exactly.
Well, I wanted to make sure that everybody heard about your magazine. It's very well done. The finer things of San Diego, or you can find there. Like Heather said, you can go back and look at archives and find out more. If you're coming to travel to San Diego and you want to find out more about our beautiful city, you could find it right in her magazine. Go to her website. It's real simple, right on the video show here. It's www.finesd.com. Check it out. Buy a subscription, buy a past issue, and I'm sure Heather would love to send it to you, and so you can find out more about our fine city. And Heather, do you have anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Yes, I want you guys to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We have daily giveaways, so you're definitely going to want to follow us. That's facebook.com/finemagazines with an S, and follow us on, and then Fine Magazine on Twitter. So both of those, you're definitely going to want to follow us. And like I said, we do have daily giveaways for you that are outside of San Diego. If you're traveling to San Diego, go on there and win something so that you can pick up a restaurant gift certificate or some kind of gift certificate throughout San Diego.
Great. Yes, check them out on Facebook and Twitter. And I liked your page and a friend on your page. So, yes, keep an eye on that. And, Heather, we appreciate you coming on the show, and keep us posted with your, when you advance into other areas of California, and maybe we have you on later on when you get into the big time nationwide Fine Magazine. And I'm glad you're fine, and thank you for being on our show.
Thank you for having us.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And that was Heather Winfield of Fine Magazine in San Diego. Check out her publication. Go to her website, and really well done. You'll find out anything and everything that you want to about the finer things in the San Diego area. We're going to take a brief break and come back here, and we're going to be doing, I think, another giveaway. We're going to give away a free coffee mug, and also we're going to be talking a little bit about food news before our next guest comes on. So everybody hang tight. I want to play, the guest we had on last Friday night, one of their songs called Hip Shake. It's the Groovinators. I'll play that, and we'll be back in a few minutes. And everybody hang tight and stay tuned. The Green Ideas Radio Show. We thank you for joining us every Saturday morning. That song was from the Groovinators called Hip Shake. And if you didn't hear the Groovinators a few weeks ago, it was on, let's see, what date was that? The 20th of July.
Go back and listen. Chad Harris, with the leader of the group, was on. Very interesting man who has been in the blues business for quite a long time. So if you get a chance to go back and listen to the show, they got some great music. And we're going to move forward. As I mentioned, we're going to have the contest for another free coffee mug. And I'm going to post the question on Facebook after the show, but I'll give those that are listening a kind of a heads up. It's a real simple question. This morning, Heather Winfield was on the show from Fine Magazine, Fine San Diego, and she mentioned in there that they were going to be publishing in the near future in another area of California in the first part of the year. If you were just listening, it's a real easy answer. So if you can tell us where their next publication is going to be in 2013, you can win a coffee mug. So I'll be posting that on Facebook. Those that are listening right now, if you know the answer, then you can send me the answer to grandideas@earthlink.net. And let me know the answer, and the first one who gets that answer to me will win a free coffee mug of the Green Ideas radio crew. So check it out, and I'll be posting the question on Facebook if we get no winner this morning from the show. And I said we're going to do some food news while we're waiting for our next guest, and I was just going through the Internet this morning looking for interesting news about food, and when I say Egg McMuffin, hash browns, pancakes, and syrup, I'm sure you think of the Breakfast of Champions, but I guess if you don't know, McDonald's is a supporter for the Olympics, and they are now changing their menu and going to be having some healthy food items, and I guess they make some changes. We're going to have special yogurt and all-natural type fruits and things at McDonald's. And I don't know, when I think of McDonald's, it's hard for me to think of healthy food. But I guess they're following the trend that everybody's trying to be more healthy, plus go along with the Olympic support of the Olympic team that they do each year. And I heard a guy on the radio this morning who said that he wished that McDonald's had given healthy food back when he was growing up as a teenager. He probably would have gotten more dates. And from what the guy looks like, I don't think the healthy food will help being ugly. But anyway, McDonald's is going to be offering a lot more healthy food in the coming months and coming to a McDonald's near you. And also, speaking of McDonald's, there was a lady in Croatia who was at the counter and actually collapsed and died right there at the counter. And the interesting part of the story is not the fact that the lady died, but according to reports in Croatia, that they actually put a sheet over the lady and kept serving food for about an hour and a half before the coroner showed up. And spokesman for the particular McDonald's in Croatia said that the reports are not true. They only left the drive-thru open. So I guess business must go on. But the lady was laying there with a sheet over top of her, and she collapsed in line. But thought that was kind of an interesting little story. And also, I was skimming through the news this morning, and I don't know if you were invited. I wasn't. But in Manhattan Wednesday night, they had a special dinner. It was called a gourmet rat dinner. It was a $100 multi-course rat dinner. It was hosted by an artist named Laura Jin, and her exhibit is called Tomorrow We Will Feast Again on What We Catch. And the rats were, they were delivered to the event. They were whole, unskinned, and frozen. But the chefs prepared them into rat and pork terrine, braised and roasted rats, and goat cheese and rats. So I guess if you were in Manhattan, you missed out on the big event there in Manhattan for the rat dinner. Just so you know, they weren't street rats. They were lab rats. They were clean lab rats. They had over 300 rats delivered, and they were prepped by chefs in Manhattan. So if you didn't get the invite, sorry you missed it, but from what I understand, rat and pork together is really good. And so next time you're in Manhattan, you might want to check that out. And also, there's another little news deal here that in Afghanistan, one of the biggest deals going on in Afghanistan now is they've got what's called Herat ice cream. That's H-E-R-A-T, I believe it's pronounced Herat. It's in western Afghanistan. They serve orange sorbet, coffee-flavored cones and bars. They sell for 30 cents each, and this guy does about $5 million in sales in Afghanistan, and he even ships into the Taliban. They order special order of ice cream. So, hey, it looks like that you could even make money in a war zone. This guy is kicking butt selling ice cream in Afghanistan, and I guess the old saying ice cream for ice cream when it comes to the terrorist is not probably a really good thing, but suppose this guy is doing really well and selling lots of ice cream bars, and he has ice trucks that actually deliver it all over Afghanistan down the dirt road. So next time you're in Afghanistan, make sure you check out in western Afghanistan Herat ice cream. And on that note, I'm going to take a short break. We do have our next guest coming on, Betty Teller, who's a food blogger. We will have Betty on in just a few moments. While we're waiting, we're going to play a song from a guest we had just last week. Great guy. His name is Greg Pope, an up-and-coming country music singer. We're going to take a few-minute break here, and we'll come back. We'll have our next guest, Betty Teller. So everybody hang tight. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Red wine.
back to Gray and Ideas Radio. This is Gray and Ideas. That was Greg Pope and his song, When It Gets That Bad. Greg was one of our guests last week. If you missed the show, you can go back to the archives and listen to the show. You can listen to all of our shows back on the archives. If you just go to blogtalkradio.com/Gray and Ideas, you can go back and listen to any of the weeks prior to today. That was a fantastic show, by the way, that broke all the records of number of listeners. It's turned out to be our biggest show ever, and all I can say is thank you for that, and go back and listen if you'd like to hear more about Greg Pope and the other guests we had last week. And speaking of guests, our next guest coming on the show is a lady from Northern California named Betty Teller. Betty is a writer. She's also a food blogger. She's got credentials that are longer than my arm, but we wanted to have her on our show to kind of tell everybody about what she's up to and the things she's working on. And Betty, good morning and welcome to our show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you coming on this morning to talk about you and what you're up to and some of the projects you're working on. And I was reading your bio, and my gosh, do you ever rest?
Oh yeah, no, I feel like a lot of my bio's in the past, but life is so easy here in Napa that I never feel like I'm working very hard.
Well, there you go. You can't complain when you're living up in Napa. So I guess you just can't be that bad. But
we wanted
to have you on the show because I was, reading some of the things about your past, and it looks like you've got all kinds of writing experience, and you were actually involved with the Smithsonian Institute and some other things. So, first of all, before we go on to some of the things you'll be working on and coming out with, can you kind of tell our listeners a little bit of your background and what you've been up till now?
Oh, sure. I like to refer to myself as a recovering museum exhibitionist. I actually, that was my first career, was in museum exhibitions as an exhibition developer,
okay.
Which is the person who's sort of between the curator and the public, helping to turn their ideas into an exhibition.
Okay.
And I did that for about 20 years at the Smithsonian.
Wow.
And I worked on all kinds of interesting topics. I like to say that my knowledge is about an inch deep, but on a very wide range of subjects.
A jack of all trades.
A jack of all trades, exactly. My subject matter that I studied and actually used my education was really what they call material culture, which is looking at history through objects.
Okay.
And that segues very well into food because, of course, food is one of the continuing objects that we carry with us over the centuries. But anyway,
everybody eats, right?
Everybody eats. Yes. In fact, when I moved to California, I came to California actually as the founding exhibition director for a sadly now defunct food and wine museum called Copia.
Huh.
And I was helping to create the exhibitions, and a lot of people were trying to emphasize wine, and I kept saying, "You don't understand. Some of the people who walk in here won't have drunk wine, but
right.
Everybody will have eaten."
Exactly.
so I knew we had a subject matter that people could relate to.
Exactly what we do here on our show is we talk about food all the time because that's what I came to the conclusion back in September when we started this little radio show that, hey, everybody eats. And no matter what they do from being an exhibitionist like yourself anything else, everybody likes food.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, it's interesting. I've run into some people that I think actually have a dislike almost to food or, a very interesting love-hate relationship with it. I'm very much on the love side, so I don't quite get that. But, there are people who really, look at food as the enemy, which is so
sad.
That's
true.
It's sad because it's one of the great things in life. So my subject matter was really decorative arts and objects like that for the longest time. And then, but I also was, I had been to art school, and when I started living in small apartments, I realized that being an artist even in your spare time, did not work very well in small spaces.
Right.
And I came to the conclusion that no place I had ever lived had had room for a studio, but every place had a kitchen.
There you go.
And with storage and, you know, room for, not much storage ever, but, you know, room for your things. And also the great thing about cooking, as opposed to craft work, which I had done before, was that whether it's a success or a failure, the evidence is gone the next day.
That's true.
And really, you do not want to have all your half-finished projects hanging around. You know, if you have half-finished food hanging around, you know it's going to go, because it's either going to go bad or you're going to, you know, be able to, you know, sucker someone into eating it. So anyway, so I started, so I moved kind of from, you know, artwork into cooking, and I actually went to cooking school in Washington, D.C. while I was working at the Smithsonian at a place called L'Académie de Cuisine.
Okay.
And a wonderful program, but in French cooking and technique, but I'm actually much more of a world cook at this point, but it's always a good grounding to know the French, you know, techniques. So I did
right.
that just for fun in my spare time. I mean, it was a professional program, but it was an evening program. And I really had no intention of ever working in food. But then the opportunity came up to move out here to help create this, you know, food and wine museum, and it just brought everything together. So it was just, well, it was, I don't like to say it was incredible. It was the best job I ever had until it became the worst job I ever had. But, you know, jobs can be like that. But I, you know, I helped build the place and open it up, and I was there for 7 years. And then about
so that's not in existence anymore. So that's actually
no. Unfortunately, it closed about three. It went bankrupt. Sorry to say.
Oh wow.
About 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. So, alas, it's got a beautiful building that's sitting, you know, unused at the moment. But who knows what's going to happen with it.
So with your background in the food and the exhibition work that you did at the Smithsonian and all the background with your studies in the food area, I guess you've decided now that you want to become a food blogger?
Well, yeah. What happened actually is that about 7 years ago when I left Copia, I sort of looked around and thought that I just did not have another museum job in me. It would have required probably moving to another city and, you know, putting together a team and plunging in. It's really quite, you know, people always think working in a museum is lovely, easy, you know, work for those of us who dabble, but it's actually quite hard work. And I was feeling very lazy and enjoying Napa. So I decided to stick around Napa, and one of the things that had happened is I started actually a newspaper column.
Okay.
And I mostly started it because I had time finally to read all the things that I should have been reading when I was, you know, working at Copia and didn't have time, including a lot of food memoirs. And I thought, every time I read one, I went, well, I could do better than that. So, you know, I decided, yeah, well, I had the time. So I started writing some little pieces that were food memoirs. And it turns out I'm a humor writer. I didn't ever realize it, you know. So I started writing, you know, just short pieces and ended up with a newspaper column, which is called Amuse-Bouche.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What is it? Okay, what is I'm stupid when it comes to French. What does that mean?
Okay, an amuse-bouche is the little extra dishes that a chef sends out to amuse your mouth, which is what
okay.
I think it means, before the meal. You know, those extra
okay.
little tidbits they send out.
Okay, so it's kind of like the appetizers, but.
Well, but before the appetizers, you know, when you sit down at a table at a nice restaurant and they just send out an extra little something that's not on the menu.
Oh yes, okay.
You know, those little tastes.
kind of like the beer nuts at the bar, right?
Well, yes, only generally a little classier. Usually, it's something they're experimenting with. You know, it's just some interesting little odd thing that they're giving you. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's strange, but which is kind of also a thought applied to my column. So anyway, it seemed like a, you know, an appropriate title. So yeah, so I've been writing that for about 6.5 years now,
okay.
going on 7. And it's a biweekly column. I mean, every 2 weeks.
And that's published. That's published in what newspaper?
It's in the Napa Valley Register.
Okay.
And so I did, you know, I started doing that mostly, I think, because I wanted, you know, people in the valley to know I was still here. You know, when you go from a very highly visible job to sitting and, you know, staring into space some days, you're like, well, it would be nice if people knew I was still here. So, you know, and also because I felt like I had a zillion stories. Well, it turns out I'm not quite sure I had a zillion stories. If I'd known I was going to be writing a column this long, I would have had a much more adventurous youth.
Right.
Because, you know, I've pretty much drawn on just about every memory I can think of related to food. So at this point, I'm forced to go out and do things in order to have something to write about, but which is good. It keeps me going.
Well, I know you said that you're working on your website when we made contact, oh, I guess, about a month or so ago, and you're
right.
putting
and
together the food blog.
Ready.
Is that, how's that coming along?
It's a cat bowl. It's coming along. After I get off the phone with you, I will be checking in with my web person. It should be, you know, within a week or so, should be up,
okay.
Which will basically be a repository for all my old columns. You can find them online now anyway.
Okay.
Certainly at the newspaper website, which is www.napanews.com.
Okay.
If you look in the section, the feature section under food.
Okay.
It's not the easiest website to navigate, but they're there. And I've been sending it for the last 4 or 5 years. One of my sisters, I write about my sisters quite frequently, which is good. Fortunately they have a sense of humor, because I do make merciless fun of them, especially my older sister, who is hyper organized in a very interesting and strange way. So, but she decided that she wanted to be able to send them to her friends because apparently she likes being made fun of and wanted to spread the word. And so she set me up, and I have been for the last about four years or so. I send it out electronically in a newsletter format, which
okay.
is what it will. It's not exactly a blog. It will be segueing directly into a blog. At
okay.
this point, it's a newsletter, but it's you know easy enough to. I don't restrict the subscription list. Anyone who's interested in receiving it can just let me know.
Now, you actually had a website. It was called BettyTeller.com. Is that going to be the name
that
of
is
the
my
new
website.
Blog?
No, that's
Betty's
my website. And that's
okay.
where the blog will be originating from.
Okay.
And I just don't think it's actually active yet.
Okay.
I didn't check it today, but it should be up very shortly.
Yeah,
let's
as a matter of fact, I saw there was, I did check out BettyTeller.com, and there were some old postings from back in, I guess it was like 2008. And I know
excellent.
You said you're
yeah.
still working on putting together the new posting, so
right.
anyone who goes there will probably not see the new one for another week or so.
Right, yeah, probably not. It might take a little longer to get the whole backlog up there.
Okay.
But that's my intention is to put the whole collection up there. Because it's a column, you know, and it's a humor column, but it also has a recipe attached. And actually, I even go
okay.
in all the time and look at them. There's some quite good recipes. I surprised myself even. But
so the intentions from this point on is after you get the backlog of all of your posts for the newspaper, is that you'll continue doing that, and then are you going to be adding extra things on the blog along with your column?
I expect that I will be. For one thing, I have to learn how to take photographs. it's amazing. I've gone to blogger camp and. The things that bloggers know scare me to death. I mean, they're all involved in, you know, search engine optimization and that kind of thing, and it kind of makes me go, I'm not really a blogger. I might have a blog, but I'm not really a blogger. Those people scare me.
Well, it's a lot of work. I mean, I tried to blog myself for
yeah.
a while, and you know, it's like you say, that you get to the point where it's like, okay, now what am I going to say? And I admire the people who can do it day in, day out, and to keep up with their blogs and update it every day. It is a lot of work, and people
it
don't realize what it takes to set up a blog. So I tip my hat to them. I found it easier just to talk on the radio and forget about writing it.
Yeah. Well, and I don't mind the writing part. I actually like to think I'm a writer more than I am a blogger.
Right.
Because I really do spend a lot of time on the writing. I actually rewrite. In fact, I've got the column that's due yesterday still sitting on my computer being rewritten. But you know, and I still haven't figured out what the recipe is going to be. But, you know, it'll get done.
It'll come to you. You'll have a spark of inspiration after the show, and you'll get it done. But
oh, yes.
I wanted to bring you on and let you know everybody know about your column and your background, and also your upcoming blog. And if people are listening, want to find it, the new blog in the next week or so, you can go to BettyTeller.com, and I guess you'll be posting an update on your Facebook page too when the new blog is actually
up and running. I will absolutely be posting on my Facebook page. I actually have one. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm about 4 years behind, but I'm getting there. And I can be followed on Twitter, which I was going to say you're not going to follow me very far because I don't post on it very often, but I'm at Napa Betty.
Okay.
On Twitter. And if anyone wants to be, right now, since it's sent out as in newsletter format, if anyone wants to be included on it, they can send me an email at amuse-boosh@sbcglobal.net.
All right. Well, everybody who's listening, make sure you check out her on Facebook. It's Betty Teller, T-E-L-L-E-R. And you can also find her on Twitter and check out her blog and email her and read her column and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we want to thank you for coming on our show.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You enjoy Napa, and think of us folks down here in the South while you're up there sipping your wine.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for you all, but, you know, you're welcome to come visit.
Sorry.
We have plenty of wine to share.
All right, Betty. Well, thank you for stopping in, and keep us posted and let us know how it comes along with your new blog.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye.
Bye. And with Betty Teller, check out her site. Like I said, next week or so, she'll be updating that. And it's BettyTeller.com. And we're going to take another break here shortly. And we'll be bringing on our next guest, which is Kayla Reed. She's a country music singer, fantastic singer. Matter of fact, she's going to be talking about her solo career and also her new career with a duet with someone that was on our show not too long ago, Tara Priest. And I think you'll really like her music, and she's got an interesting story. And I'm right now trying to buy time while I try to find her song. But we're going to be back here in a couple of minutes. I'm going to play Kayla Reed's song. It's called Paris. It's actually a Grace Potter cover song that I think you'll like. So everybody hang tight. We'll be back here in about 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll be having our guest Kayla Reed.
Down on the floor.
is Green Ideas and Green Ideas Radio. Thank you for joining us this morning. That song was Kayla Reed. The song's called Paris. Ooh la 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 la. She's going to be on our show here in just a few minutes and as we get things connected. And everybody, make sure you check out BettyTeller.com. She was our guest just a little while ago. And also, don't forget www.finesd.com for Fine Magazine. Those were the two guests we had on previously, and check out their websites. We thank them for coming on a Saturday morning and telling us a little bit about what they do. And while we're waiting for Kayla to come online here with us, I've got some more food news that I will let you guys know about. I was going through the internet this morning and came across this little story that a study that was done at the University of Buffalo that it says there's a link between the increased use of alcohol and energy drinks and casual sex. And what I want to know is why they had to have a study to find that out. I would think everyone would know that. But according to the study, a Red Bull and some Captain Morgan or vodka will do it every time, that there was an increased casual sex by 46%. This was done with college students. And whenever they drank Red Bull or an energy drink of some sort with booze, there was an increased chance of casual sex. So obviously that was a well-paid-for study. I could have told them that without spending the money, but just thought that was an interesting little tidbit. And Hooters had a hot wings eating contest, and for those of you guys that missed it, there was a guy named Joey Chestnut, who actually he's like the hot dog king. He was in the Hooter wing eating contest, and he won a $7,500 prize. I believe this was last week. And he ate 144 wings in 10 minutes and became the champion. The poor guy that came in second ate 141, so he only missed it by three. But just thought that was interesting, 144 wings in 10 minutes. Hooters wings are good, but I don't think I want 144 of them. And also a little tidbit story that I found online that there was a – it's called. There's a lady who sued a grocery vendor in, I believe it was in London. Yes, it was in London. The guy sells fruits and vegetables, and anyway, make a long story short, they call this the Grapes of Wrath case. But it was a 7-year battle, and what happened was the lady was walking down the sidewalk and slipped on a grape, and she ended up winning the lawsuit that's been going on for 7 years. He appealed it, lost, but she won $175,000 because she slipped on the grape, and his argument was it wasn't his fault and it was an accident, and that he'd actually had cleaned the sidewalk 5 times that day before she came along, but I guess a lone grape came out there and she slipped on it, and he ended up losing the lawsuit, so for those out there who are in the food business, be very careful because one grape will get you. So that was a kind of an interesting little tidbit, and we're still trying to get Kayla on the phone here with us. She should be calling in. Matter of fact, we got her now. For those that were listening a few minutes ago, we played one of Kayla's songs called Paris. That's a Grace Potter cover. And if everything is working right, let's see here. We should have Kayla on the phone here with us. Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
Good morning. Wonderful. How are you?
Well, doing great. Thank you for calling in and coming on our show this morning. We played one of your songs before we got you online here, the song Paris, which is a Grace Potter cover. And all I can say, first of all, is ooh la 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 la.
I get that a lot.
No, that's a great song, great song, and thank you for taking time to come on our show. And I guess you're calling from Arkansas, right?
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Prairie Grove, Arkansas, a little bitty town in Arkansas.
Now, is that near where the Tyson folks are in Springdale, that area?
It is very, very close. My lead guitarist actually lives in Springdale or right around there, so we're all pretty close around here.
Yeah.
All of our towns are close together. So
I'm familiar with Arkansas. My brother actually works for Tyson and lives in Springdale, so I'm real familiar with Arkansas. And so you're an Arkansas girl who's in the country music business. That's like peas and carrots, right?
Yeah, kind of. I can't really go any other way, I don't think. I had a question on my website the other day. What got you into country music? And I said, well, I'm from the South, so that number
yeah.
one. I didn't hurt anything. But yeah, we like our country music down here for sure.
Yes, you do. So how long have you been in the country music business?
Well, I kind of off and on for years. You know, I sang all through high school and since I was about two, I've been singing. But and, you know, I did opera for a while, actually, because I was in college, and that's what you do in college when you're a vocal major. So I did opera, and I've done just a little bit of everything. But I've been really working. I kind of took a break from music for a little while to spend time with my boys, my kids. And then I kind of got back into it and was thrown out of the frying pan into the fire, kind of. It kind of all happened at once, and I just got really busy working on making an album and stuff. So now I'm into it all the way.
Well, you got some great music. And matter of fact, I think your band is it Kayla Reed and the Magic 8-Balls?
Yes, actually, my band is actually a blues band. My lead guitarist is. Been a blues player for years, and that's kind of his forte, and
okay.
So it kind of works. Actually, the country, we do our shows, we have, you know, a country vibe, and then we do a little rock, and we've got some blues in there too, so it sounds like a weird conglomeration, but it actually works.
I was going to tell you, when I was listening to your music, it does. It has sort of a bluesy sound and kind of a country blues, which is really a kind of unique, different sound. And it's not your twangy country. It's more of a blues type country, and it's excellent stuff. And as a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another one of your songs, and we'll come back and chat some more. And this is another song that you've recently done with it's actually a Dixie Chicks cover song. Called Let Him Fly. How long ago did you do this song?
I did it about a year ago. I was headed to Nashville to meet with a couple producers, and it was I did it for a producer in Nashville. So it's been about a year that it's been online.
All right. Well, we're going to play that next, and then we'll come back and chat about the future and some of the things that you're working on, a little bit more about your background. So everybody, hang tight. This is Kayla Reed, Let Him Fly. We'll be back here in about 3 minutes after the song.
Who is it? the beauty of just letting go. Cause it would take an acrobat, and I've already tried all that. I'm gonna let him fly. Oh, oh, I'm gonna let him fly. Oh, I'm gonna let him fly. Hey, I'm gonna let him fly.
With Kayla Reed, Let Him Fly. Excellent stuff, Kayla.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Very good. And
really?
So, yeah, it's of course, the sound quality through your phone doesn't probably sound as good as it does on the internet, but that's a great, great song. So you mentioned you have some boys. So how many little boys you got?
I have two. I've got two little boys. One of them is getting ready to start pre-K in a week or two. And the other one, I'm actually, Cody, my oldest, he has Asperger's syndrome, and so we decided to keep him at home. And so I'm homeschooling him right now, and music is actually surprisingly conducive to that because I kind of do most of my shows at night, so I can kind of be at home with them during the day. So it's been really great. It's worked out really well. A blessing.
That is really, really great. So I guess they're both proud of mommy, huh?
Oh yeah, they both are musicians themselves. My smallest one wants to play the guitar like mommy, and the oldest one's been playing the piano, and they both sing all the time. And funny. They're so theatrical. They like close their eyes and really get into it. It's really funny to watch. We don't have to watch TV at my house. We've got the boys.
Just turn on the boys and watch them bounce around off the walls and have a good time, right?
Exactly. I'm sure you remember the days when you were the one bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, that was me, and I still do, actually.
Uh-oh. Yeah, me too. I think that's where they get it from.
So what are your upcoming plans? A little bird told me that you and a friend of ours of the show who was on a few weeks ago are getting together to do a duet. Tara Priest and you are getting together, and I guess it's official. You now have a name for the group called the Sugar Gypsies?
Sugar Gypsies, yeah, that was a Tara thing, definitely. She's awesome. She's my Southern girl. She's the Sugar Gypsies is kind of a play to the South and Mississippi and in Arkansas, and we're gonna start with our first show on August 18th and at Rivals in Greenville and see how it goes. We're really excited. We've only actually sang together once before, and we met it's really great. We just kind of hit it off, and my band up here is going to go, and we have a few musicians from Mississippi that are going to meet up with us, and we're going to put this together, and it just worked out so well. We have the bet. Our harmonies are really tight, and we just had a lot of fun with it. So we feel like it's something that's kind of missing in the market, a girl duo. It's been tried a couple times, but it hadn't really hit it. So we're going to try it out and see how it goes.
Well, now are you guys going to be doing cover songs, or do you have some originals that you're working on together as a duet?
Well, we both actually have some originals that we do with our bands that I didn't get to send you. Mine are still in process. I'm still working on my personal album, and then we are also going to be doing some writing together and have some things. So we'll both have our own albums out, and then we're going to try to do one together as well and try to work on some originals for that. So
you're working on a new one for yourself. When is that supposed to be out?
Well, I've been working with, I think Tara mentioned it when she called, Malcolm Springer in Memphis.
Yes.
He's amazing. And we've been working on I would work with another producer in Nashville, and he was sending me music and from other people. And, I'd done some writing myself. And when I talked to Malcolm, he said, I really want you to write your whole album. I want you to be, part of the whole process. And I really liked that. So we're still in the process of writing the songs. I might keep a couple of the other ones that I've been doing, but
from other writers, but I really would like to write the album myself. So we're kind of working with, I'm writing some personally and some with my friend Kelly Anderson, who's the, he actually wrote Nobody, another song that I sent you, but
right.
We're just getting it all done. It's a time, it's taken a little bit longer than I expected, and we've had, you know, some bumps in the road, but we're getting it done. So I'm hoping in the next few months we'll get that out.
Well, you brought that up, the song Nobody, which is an original song that you sent to me. Let's play that next, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit. And while you're waiting, while we're listening to your song, I'll give you a heads up. Since this is a food show, I'm going to be talking about food next. So if you've got any specialty
awesome.
Recipes or anything that you do in the kitchen, be thinking about that. We're going to play your song, Nobody. Everybody hang tight, and we'll be back here right after the song.
Wonderful.
Na 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 na
was Kayla Reed, her song Nobody, and that was excellent. Kayla, we got Kayla on the phone here with this. What a fantastic song.
Well, thank you so much. That was written by, actually, by my good friend Kelly Anderson, and he is, he's amazing. I'm getting him,
yeah.
He's writing some more. We're writing some together, so we're getting it done.
Excellent. Excellent. So now, will that be part of your new CD?
Yes, it will be. Actually, that one, that version of it, we actually did it in a local studio in just a couple of takes, and we were just sending it out. We wanted to have a, you know, a copy of it to send to producers. And so that's actually just a scratch version of it, and we'll probably re-record it, maybe with a full, you know, with full backing and everything. But yes, I definitely want that one on my album for sure.
And I kind of like it that way with just the acoustic and the guitar. It actually sounds pretty good, just kind of a mellow song. I like that.
I've heard that a lot too. We might leave it that way. But I probably will redo the vocals. We did it in probably two takes, so it was a quick version of it. But yeah, I love the song, and I've met so many people online that, you know, it's really touched, and you know, they've been able to relate to it. So it's been a really special song for me, for sure.
Yeah, nice, a nice song. Nobody wants to be alone. So okay, we were talking about food here on the show, and so I'll give you a heads up. So do you have any magic tricks in the kitchen? Are you a barbecuer, or do you do any baking or anything like that out there in Arkansas?
Well, I am a baker, but my dad actually has a barbecue joint. He has a barbecue.
Oh, really?
Restaurant.
Yeah,
so right. I thought it was kind of neat when I was coming on your show. Yeah, it's a family restaurant. My meemaw makes the pies and the rolls, and my dad does all the barbecue. And you know, it's definitely a family. I go in, I help, I waitress and I cook, and I, you know, help
no
with
kidding.
The cookwork. Yeah, so I'm a restaurant girl. I'm a foodie for sure.
All right. So now, where is this restaurant located, and what's it called?
It's Farmington, Arkansas, and it's called Thule's Barbecue and More. It's actually Thule is my maiden name, so it's named after our family, and it's just a little hometown home cooking restaurant basically. But we're all about the barbecue though, definitely.
Well, that's great. And you said Meemaw makes the rolls.
Meemaw makes the pies and the rolls, and he does it on the window. Meemaw's pies.
I assume Meemaw must be a grandmother.
Yes, she's actually my grandmother. She's almost 80, and she still goes to the restaurant every day. And she's actually there right now. I think I just talked to her before I got on the show, and she was making pies. Her coconut cream. She's got to make it every day.
Oh wow! It sounds like a great place. It's like a great place to go. And when you got someone named Meemaw, you know they got to be able to cook.
Yeah, she does, you know, and I love to bake and I love to cook. And I've tried, I can make her recipes, but they just don't taste the same. I mean, she sprinkles love in it. I tell her that's her little, and, you know, the pinch here and a dash there. I have no idea how much that is. You know, we'll just put a pinch of salt. And I'm like, okay. No, but she's great. She's really great.
Well, that's great.
She's
You're definitely a foodie, and got foodie in the business and the family too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really we love it. I mean, it's a great business to be in, and we all kind of like to take care of people, and we have regulars that are there every single day. I mean, literally every day, and it's really great. It's kind of like Cheers without the alcohol, honestly. At the restaurant, everybody knows your name when you walk in there, so. It's a great place. You'll have to come if you come to Springdale. It's really close. So if you come to visit Arkansas, you'll have to come out and see me at the restaurant for sure.
Well, I'll definitely do this. It's called Thule's Barbecue, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll definitely have to let you know when I'm heading out there to see my brother out there. And I'll have to check out Thule's because I'm a big barbecue eater. So you don't have to ask me twice. I'll show up.
Well, come on. I will feed you. I will feed you. Dinner's on me. You come out.
All right.
We'll feed you some good barbecue for sure.
All right.
We actually
good.
Play music out there. My guitarist and I, we do acoustic shows out there every once in a while just for, you know, for fun. And we have a lot of fun out there. It's a good crowd.
Well, you'll definitely
for
see
sure.
me when I head out there to Arkansas. So your new plans for your CD, you're still working on that. And what do you do? You say at night, you know, during the day, you're watching The Voice at night. Where do you play now? Are you playing, like, different, like, bars or places like that in the Arkansas area?
Yeah, we play all over the place. We our band's pretty busy, and I also do an acoustic set around Fayetteville and some in Oklahoma and Missouri. We're kind of where I am. We're kind of in the corner by Oklahoma and Missouri, and so we can hit a lot of places. We actually played for a charity show in Memphis at the Hard Rock Cafe a few months ago, and it's called Girl Power, and we did.
Okay.
So my guys went. My guys were the only guys because everybody in my band is male besides me, and so we went to the Girl Power show. I took one for the team for sure. I was like, okay, guys, sorry.
You didn't make them wear a dress and a wig, did you?
Well, we talked about it. I told them they were going to have to at least see Metro. We were going to have to go get their nails done or something. No, but they had a lot of fun. It was really great, a great show and for a great cause, and they had a lot of fun. But we do a lot of that stuff. We play, we just all love music and we love to play. So we're all over the place. If somebody asks us to come, we'll be there for sure. We do, like I said, a little bit of everything in our shows. We try to, kind of incorporate something that everybody's going to like. We're even likely to throw in some CeeLo Green every once in a while. You never know what's going to pop up in our shows.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I love everything.
Well, I didn't mention it. I need to on the website. We had a link here to your ReverbNation.com. Kayla Reed. It's Kayla Reed.
It's actually Keela. Keela's right.
I was saying it right. So it is Keela. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's different. Thank you, Mom.
Well, this whole interview, I've been calling you the wrong name, but I was right to begin with when I said it was Keela. But Keela Reed, you can find her music there on our link. Just click on that. And I guess your new CD and all that will be posted there. And also, I assume, on Facebook with your Keela Reed music page, you'll be giving updates on your new music and your CD. And is there anything else you wanted to add before we let you go out there in Arkansas?
Nothing. I'm going to keep a blog update of the album as it comes along, and I work with Tara for the Sugar Gypsies, So just keep an eye on it, and I hope to talk to you again. You've been a lot of fun, and don't forget us out here in Arkansas when you come.
Oh,
you got to come see Tully's Barbecue.
I definitely be at Tully's Barbecue, and we thank you, and good luck with the new venture with you and Tara with the Sugar Gypsies, and keep us posted on that, and we thank you for being on our show this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And there you go. There's Keela Reed. Make sure you check out her website at Reverb Nation. Just click on the link. It's ReverbNation.com, Keela Reed, and great music. And I think you'll like what she has going on there and follow her on Facebook. We thank her again for coming on this morning. And I wanted to also mention to everyone that don't forget we have our contest. We'll be posting the question on Facebook for a free Green Ideas coffee mug later today. And also, if you missed our show last night, don't forget to go back. You can listen to the replay. And it's really easy to find the replays. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/Green Ideas. We had Big John Nader on last night, harmonica player, and a super, super guy, and I think you'll like his music. Very interesting story there, and great, great harmonica player. And don't forget to join us next week. We have our kitty cat coming on to talk about frozen desserts next Saturday. We have Julie Gribble, a country music singer, and a couple of other surprises. Thank you again for everyone out there who's been supporting us, telling your friends, clicking on our show. We continue to break records. We were number 2 in the food category last week on Blog Talk Radio, and we're knocking on the door to be number 1. Thank you again for everyone who follows us each and every week. And also thank you to our sponsors. Don't forget them, Albuquerque Seasonings. It's albuquerqueseasonings.com. And also Don Pablo Cigar Factory, and that's donpablocigar.com. Check out their website. Help out our sponsors because they help us out. And we want to close out today with, of course, my favorite group and my favorite song, which is ZZ Top. Everyone, have a nice weekend. Thank you for joining us. Come back next week and stay out of trouble. And we're going to close out with ZZ Top, I'm Bad, Nationwide. Everyone, have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next week.